Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. So what happens when you expose that narcissist and you just want to let them have it, okay? You want to let them know that you know what they are. You want to expose them for being toxic and being a fraud. And, you know, you want to let them know everything that they ever did was, you know, shady. You want to show them that, you know what they are and everything. What do you think happens when you expose that narcissist? Well, you better put on your bulletproof vest, okay? I'm only kidding. But what I'm saying is, well, if you're dealing with a malignant narcissist, possibly. But what I'm saying is, when you expose a narcissist, what you're doing is you're causing a narcissistic injury. And at that point, you may not care because you figure, you know what? It's over with the narcissist. I just want to let him have it. I want to give it to them. I want to, you know, show them and exploit them and expose them, maybe expose them all over social media, what they are and everything like that. That narcissist is going to seek revenge on you, okay? That's a given. That is a given. Narcissists will do one of two things. They'll either seek revenge or they're just going to run. Now, here's the thing. When you expose a narcissist, you may get a minute of satisfaction letting them have it, okay? But in a narcissist's mind, they block out any kind of shame that you cause, and they're going to switch it up in their mind and just say that you are crazy. You are crazy. And the first thing that a narcissist is going to do when you expose them is go smear you to everybody else, making you look like you're crazy. They're going to say you have anger issues, you know, you're overly sensitive, that you are attacking them. If you're dealing with a covert narcissist, they're going to play the victim and pretend that they were so nice to you and look how you're getting and you have it all wrong. There's something wrong with you. They love the mental card, okay? This is all to discredit you, discredit what you're saying, because they live in fear of that threat of being exposed. So what do they got to do? They got to discredit your mental state. That's what they're going to do. Okay. Also, they're going to seek revenge in some way. They may try to hurt you, you know, in financially with money or something like that. Like, especially if you're going through a divorce or something, they're going to make it more difficult for you to try to settle and everything. I mean, they're difficult to begin with, but if you expose them and you're basically calling them toxic and you're calling them a narcissist and everything, they are going to be out for blood. How dare you? How dare you call them a narcissist or expose them and say that they are toxic? Now they have to, you know, run you into the ground, and they may even run you into the ground on social media, posting things about you, making up false lies about how you are a mental case or how you were cheating. They'll make up lies and say that you were the one cheating. They'll go around and tell everybody that you were cheating and lying on them and that they're a victim. So they're going to play the victim. When you expose that narcissist, they're going to play the victim. Or they're just going to run and delete and block you and everything like that. But they will try to seek revenge. Now, when does a narcissist care? Okay. A narcissist will care if they feel that it's going to affect them in any way. In other words, it's going to cause shame on them with regard to other people. Narcissists are always worried about what other people think. Okay. They're worried about their image. But if a narcissist has other things going on and they're doing pretty good, they have other supply, they're busy with other people, you exposing them and everything like that, they're going to just kind of shove it to the side and they're going to block that out and be like, you know what, you're just crazy. You know, I tried with you. You know, you're the toxic one. You had your issues. And what they're going to do is they're going to build up in their mind everything that you did that they didn't like, okay? Because narcissists are very critical, very judgmental. So they may think about things that you did, you know, in the home. Maybe they felt like you didn't clean up. Maybe they felt like you weren't good looking enough. Maybe they felt like you didn't make them happy. And they're just going to justify that in, you know, their their minds thinking that, you know what? You were a mess anyway, and you're crazy and everything, and you're mad because I don't want you. This is what they're going to think. They're going to think, well, you're mad because I don't want you. You're the toxic one and everything. So the point in all of this is what I'm trying to say is it's not really going to hurt the narcissist the way you think it's going to. It's going to hurt them. Don't get me wrong. It's going to hurt them, but they may just brush it off and just figure, you know what? You're crazy. They're going to go around and tell everybody that you're crazy. Not only that, in a sense, you are giving that narcissist satisfaction. By you going and exposing the narcissist, you're giving them satisfaction to know that they got to you. They're so important that you have to go and expose them, all right? So they figure, oh, you must really care. You must really care because look how you're getting. That's why the best way to deal with a narcissist is to just walk away and drop them cold. Cold in their tracks, okay? Never another word spoken out of your mouth or give them any attention whatsoever. That really is more effective than just exposing the narcissist. And also, when you just walk away and you don't have to expose the narcissist, you leave them in a state of confusion, which is even better because they confused you so much, all right? They confused you with all their lies, the covert narcissist with their lies and their secret lives and everything. And now all of a sudden, you just walk away and you don't say anything? That's gonna mind fuck them more than if you sat there and you told them, you're this, you're that, you're this, you're that. Some of them may even laugh. They may even laugh and say to themselves, oh, they're mad because they got played or whatever. They're mad, you know, that I got over them. And it might even give them an ego boost because now they know that, you know, they got you to a point where you're telling them off and everything like that. They know that you really care. The best thing to do with a narcissist is to show them that you really don't give a shit about them, okay? That you've got other things going on in your life, that they mean nothing. You know, more than exposure, to hurt a narcissist or to get back at a narcissist is to show them that they're nothing. And the way that you show them that they're nothing is to give them no attention whatsoever. You continue your life, you move on, and you make like they don't even exist. Because this is what they struggle with every day, is trying to feel like they're important. That's why they need their ego fed all the time. Any attention that you give that narcissist is feeding the narcissist, even arguing with the narcissist. You're getting on the phone and you're arguing with the narcissist. You're making them important. Even by arguing with them, you're making them important. So you don't want to do that, you guys. You want to drop them cold like they're a piece of dirt off the bottom of your shoe, which they are. They're dirt, okay? They're garbage because they're garbage people that have no morals or ethics, that played with your feelings and wasted your time, wasted your life, all right? So never feel like you have to expose the narcissist. Because really, it's not going to get you very far. It might, like I said, it might get you a moment of satisfaction and you may anger the narcissist and, you know, you might feel good in the fact that you angered them and you called them out and told them everything they are. But in their minds, they justify everything they do and they'll never think of themselves as toxic. So it's not like you expose the narcissist and they say, oh, there's something wrong with me. No, they're never going to own it and say there's something wrong with them. They're going to twist it. They're going to twist it in their minds and they're going to say that you're the toxic one calling them toxic. This is what they do. So what's the first thing that they're going to do? They're going to call you the narcissist. They're going to say, you're the narcissist. You're the screwed up one. You ought to take a look in the mirror. You know, nobody wants you. They're going to say all of this shit to make you feel like you are nothing, okay? They're just going to throw it back at you. This is what a narcissist does. They flip the blame and throw it back on you. So the best thing, like I said, the best thing to do is drop them cold. Cold, 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 all right? Because the best revenge served is best served cold, okay? And no explanation is needed when dealing with a narcissist because they're toxic. You don't have to explain yourself to a narcissist once you find out they're toxic or they're playing mind games with you, or you find they were doing secret things or shady things behind your back. You don't have to prove your case to a narcissist and show them that, you know, what they are or anything like that. I mean, you can if you want. You can expose them if you want, but just beware that that narcissist may seek revenge. And you know what? You don't need that in your life. You don't need a narcissist smearing you and seeking revenge. And I mean, they're going to smear you anyway, because that's what they like to do, because they're covering themselves and their image. But when you expose them, they're really going to be gunning for you. They're really going to be gunning for you. And that's something that you don't need in your life. That's more stress in your life. You want to, you know, you want to heal. You don't want this stress is going to kill you. This anger is going to kill you. You've got to let it go. You got to free yourself of this. And you've got to just justify it in your mind and say, you know what? They will get back whatever they throw out, because that's, you know, the way life is. That's, you know, divine law. You know, when you're evil, evil will come back to you, and that's what'll happen to them. I don't have to expose the narcissist, because if I expose the narcissist, they may retaliate, and that could be more problems at my door, which I don't need. I don't need. What I need to do is move forward in my life, because every minute that I spend wasting on that narcissist is minutes taken away from me being happy in my life. The whole goal of your life is your purpose and being happy, trying to be happy in this life. So why are you going to take that energy and put it towards a narcissist for a minute or two of satisfaction, but then it could backfire too, because you could expose the narcissist and they will never own whatever you expose them. Let's say you expose them for cheating or something like that and say, I know you were cheating. I got pictures of you cheating. You're a piece of garbage. You're this. You were cheating and everything like that. The narcissist is going to, you know, rebuck that, and they're going to gaslight you. You're crazy. You don't know what you're talking about. That wasn't me. You know, oh, that was a long time ago. That was just a friend. They're just going to gaslight it and justify it in their minds and twist it around. And in their mind, what they're going to be thinking is, okay, I can't manipulate you anymore, because now you know what the game is. So now I just got to run. This is what a narcissist is going to do. They're going to call you crazy, and now they're going to run, and they're not going to want to be around you. They'll probably block you because they don't want to deal with you calling out their shame. And they're just going to say that basically they're not going to try to own the shame, because again, they block it out. But what they're going to do is they're going to just look at you as crazy. Oh, you're crazy. It wasn't a big deal. And what they'll probably say in their mind, and a lot of them do this, is they'll say, well, you were cheating on me anyway. This is how they justify what they do, okay? They make you out to be the bad guy. So what they'll do is, if you're dealing with a narcissist that cheated on you, played game on you, what's the first thing they're going to do to justify anything when you call them out and try to expose them? They're going to say, well, you were cheating. You were cheating. I know you were cheating, okay? That's how they're going to justify it and deflect from taking any shame. They're going to say, you were doing it, or I know you were doing it, or yeah, maybe some of them may even own it at that point and might say, yeah, all right, so what? So you caught me. You were cheating the whole time on the relationship. They'll say something like that. Even though you weren't cheating, they're going to rational it out and say you were cheating, because this is, you know, first of all, a narcissist doesn't believe anybody could be, you know, truthful or monogamous or loyal, because they think everybody in this world is corrupt and everybody is crooked like them. So in their minds, they're going to think that you are cheating and everything like that. And the irony, you guys, I got to tell you something really funny. You know, I saw somebody put a reel up and they said something like, oh, when a narcissist finds out that you know that they were cheating, a narcissist will no longer trust you. And I had to laugh at that reel, okay? Because the person that put up that reel had no clue of what a narcissist really is about. A narcissist doesn't trust you before they even cheat on you, okay? Because that's the whole reason that they cheat on you, is because they didn't have trust in you before they cheated on you. So even though the narcissist finds out that you know about their cheating, they say, oh, well, the narcissist won't trust you now. The narcissist didn't trust you from day fucking one. Listen to me when I tell you. That's why they did the cheating. That was one of the reasons they did the cheating, plus the deception and everything like that. But that narcissist never trusted you even before the cheating. So when you sit there and you say, oh, well, after you know, the narcissist finds out you know that they cheated, they won't trust you. Hello, they didn't trust you before, okay? That's the whole reason why they cheated on you, because they weren't going to let you get one up on them. All right. So they figure if you ever cheat on them, they got you first. It doesn't hurt them as much. So that person obviously didn't know anything about how narcissists operate. Okay. But the point I'm trying to make in all of this, you guys, is, you know, here's the bottom line. You've got to think about yourself and your peace. Believe me when I tell you, there's 1,000 people that I've dealt with that were narcissists that I would love to just tell them off, rip them up to shreds. And I have done it. I have done it. And you know what? It really didn't get me far. You know why it didn't get me far? Because what they did is they manipulated other people and they ganged up against me. They ganged up against me. They caused reactive abuse. And they made me look crazy because I got angry, all right? So it kind of can backfire against you, because what they're going to do is the first thing they're going to do is they're going to triangulate and they're going to use other people to gang up against you. This is what happens if it's in family, okay? They're going to gang up against you when you call out that narcissist. And even though you're exposing the narcissist, if the narcissist has other people that are in their corner backing them, they're going to just label you crazy. So it's a no-win situation. The best thing to do is walk away cold. And also, it's good not to show your hand. Let them wonder what you're thinking, all right? Let them wonder what you're thinking. Because, you know, this is protecting yourself. Don't let anybody know everything that's going on with you and how you think. Because that's giving them, you know, a way to attack you. They know, you know, what you're thinking and what's on your mind. No, you drop them cold. That's it. No contact. And if you have to deal with them, you gray rock them. Minimal contact. Okay? But like I said, that minute of exposing the narcissist will be a lifetime of revenge, because that narcissist is going to seek some sort of revenge off you. So you guys, it's just not worth it. It's just not worth it to expose the narcissist. What's worth it is to walk away and have your peace, okay? And just say, know in your mind, okay, if you're a spiritual person, you know that in time, that person will reap what they sow and it will come back to them, because they live reckless lives. It's going to come back to them. You don't have to do anything. You just sit back, because vengeance is God's, okay? Just sit back. Let the world turn, and this person will destroy themselves. And you see that a lot of times when the narcissist gets involved with the new supply. It all looks wonderful. Oh, they're so happy. I have this one gentleman, you know, on my post on Facebook, and he keeps talking about, well, his ex-girlfriend, oh, she looks so happy. It's 8 months. He's like, I'm telling you, Yaz, I think it's different with her. I think, you know, she's really in love. And I think, and I'm like, listen, just sit back and wait. Just sit back and wait. I'm telling you, if she's a narcissist and she's toxic, she will never be happy. She will never be satisfied. It may not happen today or tomorrow, but just kick back, let the world turn, and you will see that there will be trouble in paradise, because narcissists can't get along with anybody, all right? The only people that a narcissist can get along with is somebody who basically takes all their shit and needs them. But even eventually, that narcissist is going to get sick of them as well, okay? So there will always be trouble in paradise with a narcissist, because they always find fault with everything, all right? But trust me when I tell you, all right, they're messed up. They're fucked up, because they just can't appreciate. They can't be happy. And they're a nitpicker. They're just a nitpicker. They nitpick on everything. So whoever they're with, eventually there's going to be trouble. All right. There's going to be conflict. There's always conflict with a narcissist. They're not peaceful people. So you guys, getting back to the topic at hand, should you know, what happens when you expose the narcissist? Well, that narcissist will do one of two things. They'll rage, yelling. If you're dealing with an overt narcissist, they'll yell, scream, call you every name in the book, get wicked with it, call you names, you know, tell you you're a piece of garbage, to call you a narcissist. If you're dealing with a covert narcissist, they're going to use the mental card and say you have mental issues. You know, there's something wrong with you. You're bipolar. You have anger issues. And what they're going to do is they're going to, you know, block you on everything. They'll block you, not want to deal with you. Now they're going no contact with you. And then they're going to be talking behind your back, trying to ruin your reputation behind your back, smearing lies to everybody that you know about you. Okay. You know, causing conflict. And that's the first thing they do is run to the outsiders because they're worried that you're going to do that. And they're worried about their image. So they got to beat you to it. They're going to smear you and everything. And they're going to look to hurt you any way they can. Maybe withholding money. All right. Maybe by hurting you in your career somehow. They may hurt you with your children by disparaging you to the children, whoever they are, whoever the narcissist is going to be talking to your children and saying how you're crazy, all right? So it causes a lot of upheaval and a lot of problems when you expose the narcissist. You always have to look over your shoulder that this person is going to have it out for you. And do you really need that shit? You don't. You know why? Because they're just not worth it. Sorry to say it, you guys, but sometimes you have to accept the fact that you got played. I got played, okay? I got played in my past, and guess what? You have to accept it. You have to accept it in order to have your peace, okay? You have to say, okay, but it wasn't my fault. I didn't know at the time. How was I supposed to know? I didn't know, okay? So I got played. I've got to accept it, but... my way of dealing with it is that I will never, ever give any of those people another minute of my time ever again. And they have tried to come back into my life and I just block them. I just block them. I don't say two words. I just block them because they are not worth one word out of my mouth because they are nothing. They are the shit on the bottom of my shoe and I won't give them 1 ounce of attention. Okay? But you don't need to go and start yelling and screaming and exposing the narcissist because, again, the narcissist will just, they're going to just block out what you say and just call you crazy and then look for revenge. And the best thing to do is walk away, leave them cold, leave them confused. But you know what? You know what they are. You know what they are. Okay? You know what they are. And, you know, oh, if you want to bring it up to other people that you know, all you do is you speak the truth. Always walk in the truth. When you walk in the truth, there isn't anything anybody could do to you. You walk in the truth. And if people go against you, the flying monkeys or other people who know the narcissist want to go against you, then those people were never in your corner anyway, and you don't need them in your fucking life, okay, either, all right? Anybody who wants to side with the narcissist is not your people. Okay, let them go. And you should not have any connection to anybody that the narcissist does, all right? Because then you're not completely getting away from that narcissist. There's a line of, you know, back and forth information that'll be there. Okay, but if you have to deal with that, if it's family or some other situation, then you have to, you know, minimal contact and gray rock, okay? So I hope that helps you guys. If it does, hit the subscribe button, share, don't forget to subscribe and have a great day, you guys. And remember, you're looking forward. You're not looking back. The narcissist is in the past. That's your past. Let it go. Let it go. Okay? Now you want to focus on things that are going to make your life happy and progress with it and be around people that really care. Okay? All right, you guys. Don't forget to subscribe and have a great day. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship, and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.